This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Since 1998, the federal E-Rate program has spent billions of dollars to connect schools and libraries to the Internet. The schools usually pick up only about 10% of the cost, and the federal government pays the rest. The Federal Communications Commission oversees the program. And the FCC has found that some companies, which provide Internet services to schools, are bilking the government out of millions of dollars. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports that Congress is considering ways to stop the fraud.
The Federal Communications Commission has launched 42 criminal investigations to find out why multi-million dollar contracts for Internet access systems for schools have been riddled with waste and abuse. The FCC won't discuss ongoing investigations, but Congressman Jim Greenwood, Republican of Pennsylvania, says every single case boils down to one thing: money.
$2.25 billion a year.
That's how much money the E-Rate program sends to schools and libraries every year, with almost no strings attached and little oversight, says Greenwood. As chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee on Oversight and Investigations, Greenwood is holding several hearings this summer to try and get some answers.
There's no question that a number of significant-sized vendors have figured out how to game the system, and where we find criminal activity, these people will pay the consequences, and that may include, and probably will include, jail time.
Already, individuals in Milwaukee, Fresno, California, and New York City have been prosecuted, sentenced, and fined for taking millions of dollars for services they never provided. One company, the Business Network Solutions Incorporated, a subsidiary of the computer giant NEC, was charged with two federal felony counts. It's been banned from the E-Rate program for 3 years and fined $21 million. Because of cases like these, the FCC is scrutinizing $600 million worth of contracts with companies that include IBM, Ameritech Advanced Data Services, Bell South, and Atlanta Datacom Incorporated. Investigators say most of these contracts involve schools in poor neighborhoods.
And there's a reason that poor schools are targeted.
Thomas Bennett is an assistant inspector general with the FCC.
Typically, these are small, private schools. Frequently, there's nobody there with any kind of technological expertise. What ends up happening, of course, you know, the service provider grossly inflates the cost of the equipment. They may or may not provide it. Frequently, we get equipment that is far exceeds the actual requirements of the school. The service provider doesn't care. His desire is to make money.
In one audit that Bennett conducted, a company called Connect2 Internet Networks Incorporated received over $9 million to wire 36 schools in the New York area. According to a criminal complaint filed in the Southern Federal District Court of New York, the company did not provide the technology services and equipment it had promised. The president of Connect2, John Angelides, has since struck a deal with investigators, and the FCC is still trying to recover nearly $1 million from his company. Of all the cases prosecuted thus far, the federal government has collected less than 2% of the money that it claims has been misspent. The FCC's Assistant Inspector General, Thomas Bennett, says that up to a third of the 122 schools and libraries that the government has audited in the last year or so are out of compliance. Many schools don't keep records to back up what they say they've purchased. Some don't even have certified technology plans. All are violations of the E-Rate program rules, which Bennett says are often confusing.
Schools need to have a clear understanding of what the rules are and what the consequences are if they fail to comply with those rules. Right now, they don't.
We're doing our best to clarify the rules.
Narda Jones heads the division at the FCC that oversees the E-Rate program. She says the most important rules should be clear.
You have to choose the lowest price. You have to post your bid for a certain number of days. You have to maintain control of the competitive bidding process. But there's a lot of place for people to play well within the boundaries of the program that's not unclear.
After all, says Jones, the program was set up to be flexible, and competition was supposed to keep everybody honest. In too many cases, though, schools don't even put their technology contracts out for bid, which was exactly what happened in the Isleta Public Schools outside El Paso, Texas. Back in 2001, Isleta school officials hired IBM to provide Internet and network management services totaling $62 million. 9 months later, IBM said it needed $46 million more. The people at the FCC who run the E-Rate program rejected the request because of problems in the bidding process. IBM appealed, and the FCC has since given the company another chance. Congressman Jim Greenwood, though, worries that the problems plaguing the E-rate program are thwarting its overall goals.
You're not only squandering hundreds of millions of dollars, but you're squandering the precious few years that kids go through their middle and high school experience needing to pick up these skills. And that's the real crime.
Next month, Greenwood plans to call some of the biggest technology companies involved in the E-rate program to get their side of the story. And if his committee doesn't get some straight answers, Greenwood says the E-rate program could be in serious trouble. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News, Washington.